Yango Delivery is the perfect solution for all your delivery needs. Use the app to order a delivery by motorbike, by car, or even a cargo truck for the bigger parcels. Send your parcels via Yango and enjoy fast delivery, affordable prices, and real-time tracking. Download the Yango app and try delivery now. Yango is an informational service. Delivery and other services are provided by third parties independently.
Grandpa. Yes?
What has kept our family looking good for all these years?
Well, my grandchildren, let me ask you. What has been you feeling green and so confident?
When nourish is your skin with multivitamin.
Protect you from all the germs and leave you feeling fresh.
What's up always leaves you smiling with skincare benefits. Well,
joining the Sungapo campaign? Guess what? Ecobank just extended it to December 31st, 2025. This is your chance to save smart, earn more, and win big. With monthly draws, the earlier you jump in, the more chances you get to win. Here's how. Deposit 40,000 kwacha or more into a fixed deposit account, lock it in for 4 months, and just like that, you could grab 4,000 kwacha cash back. But wait, it gets even better. Your money earns a huge 10% interest per annum while you sit back and relax. Visit any Ecobank branch today and join the Sungapo campaign before the clock runs out. Ecobank. Save smart, win big. Campaign ends December 31st, 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Sungapo with Ecobank. Deposit your cash and get it back. Sungapo with Ecobank. Deposit your cash and get it back. Pay and get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back. Pay and get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back.
Hey you, wherever you are, Chipata to Mungu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopala to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or La Zambia, Bola means nothing without you, the fan.
Liverpool are champions again!
Because when it comes to football, by DSTV na GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolo Polo kick at AFCON, it's all on. It's the talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kandemba, the cheer in your sitting room, it's on for you. The best football in the world, it's on for every goal, every scream, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on SuperSport, only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment, reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The Mungu Municipal Council to take legal action against CDF loan defaulters. The Lusaka Magistrate Court acquits a TNG Member of Parliament Given Katuta of threatening violence charges against Times of Zambia photojournalist. In international news, Sudan calls for RSF to be classified as terrorist group at Russia-Africa Partnership Forum. And in sports, Egypt coach Bag Salah ahead of AFCON opener against Zimbabwe as Chipolo Polo trail a goal behind Mali.
And now, Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Mungu Municipal Council says it will take legal action against loan beneficiaries who have defaulted on constituency development funds or CDF empowerment loans. Mungu Municipal Council Assistant Public Relations Manager Abigail Sitenge says that since 2022, over 27 million kwacha has been dispersed to 240 beneficiaries in Nalikwanda and Mungu Central provinces. She stated that, however, very few of these beneficiaries have repaid their loans. adding that the council remains committed to recovering public funds. Mr. Tenge stressed that the legal action is not intended to harm businesses, but is a result of beneficiaries failing to meet their repayment obligations. Ms. Sitenge added that the council is still open to amicable solutions before proceeding to court and encouraged defaulting beneficiaries to engage the legal department at the Civic Center's new building. She noted that protecting public resources is essential for the sustainability of citizen empowerment programs and entrepreneurial development in the constituencies.
The Mongo Municipal Council intends to commence legal action against defaulters in order to secure court-ordered recoveries. The council has disbursed a total of 27,530,458 kwacha fongwe. That is in loans for both Nalikwanda and Mongo Central constituencies, benefiting 240 beneficiaries. However, from that number, very few have paid back the loans. The local authority will not be discouraged from recovering public funds from defaulters, but please note that the recovery action is not intended to diminish businesses. Instead, it is a direct consequence of the defaulters' non-compliance with their repayment commitments. So despite the intended measures, we remain open to amicable solutions before resorting to legal action.
The Lusaka Magistrate Court acquitted the Tienge Member of Parliament, Given Katuta, of threatening violence charges against Times of Zambia photojournalist Henry Chunza. Ms. Chituta was accused of threatening violence and insulting Mr. Chunza on July 21, 2023 at Parliament after being suspended from the House. In her ruling, Lusaka Magistrate Ida Piri observed that the prosecution failed to prove the case beyond reasonable doubt and no witness testified that the accused threatened to injure the complainant. She urged police to file cases only after thorough investigations, and Ms. Katuta was found not guilty, acquitted of all charges. The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRAP, has welcomed the appointment of the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, Board of Directors. MedRAP Executive Director Leo Kalioka says the board's appointment is a significant step towards strengthening ZAMSA's governance and effective operations, as it will provide critical oversight over the institution's affairs. He adds that the board's presence fulfills one of the cardinal requirements of institutional governance outlined in the ZAMSA Act of Parliament, which requires the institution to be overseen by an independent board of directors. In the meantime, Mr. Yoka has called on the ministry to allow the board to function freely and independently, free from political intervention. He further stated that the ministry's role should continue to be policy guidance and oversight through the receipt of reports, with the board handling operational governance. Mr. Yoka has since reiterated MedRAP's dedication to backing changes that advance accountability, openness and efficient governance in Zambia's health system. For a considerable amount of time, ZAMSA has functioned without a significant board.
This is welcome, and we are excited about this, because then also it helps us as a nation to be able to fulfill some of the requirements and the demands that we put in the forensic audit. Issues of lack of governance in the institution are slowly being fulfilled. And so this is a good step in the right direction, and we just want to congratulate the Ministry of Health for finally heeding to advice that we have consistently as an institution been giving to them. We are happy that upon advising the Minister of Health to also halt the recruitment of the Director General, the Ministry did do that and listen to that advice. And we hope now that everything will be taken in the correct context.
Central Province Principal Public Relations Officer Tobias Piri has revealed that an estimated 155,600 farmers have successfully redeemed their inputs through the Farmer Input Support Program, FISP, accounting for 96% of the total provincial list. Additionally, 99.1% of the 162,711 registered farmers have paid their required contributions, resulting in 161,265 deposits. In a statement, Mr. Piri said Chitambo District has recorded an outstanding 100% performance in both deposits and redemptions, while Serenje and Mukoshi District